76 today.
Here we go again. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, with the bold proclamation that Bin Laden will never face trial in the U.S. What does he mean by that? Also, the U.S. and Israel are trying real hard to heal one of the worst fights they've had in years. So what's going on, and how do you thaw the tough feelings on both sides of the fence? Well, it has to do with the Palestinians. We'll talk about that in a second. And happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you listening to this show, wherever you are, whether it's Connecticut, Illinois, Kentucky, somewhere in a rural area or an urban area. Enjoy the day. Smile. I promise it's not going to kill you. And coming up, we have a reason to make you smile, because another edition of Nail the Score. And this time, a little bit of a twist. We're adding a second game. So that gives you more of a chance to win some of our fabulous prizes here on ATN. The computer randomly picks the two games. And then when you call in, you can take a stab in the dark at the one game or both games. Hopefully the message has reached many of you who listen to America Tonight. Christina in Sweden and the rest of you across the border in Canada and also across the United States, that we are doing the Nail the Score thing for March Madness. Some people think it's madness that Tiger Woods is coming back for the Masters, but I think it is the perfect way to play this thing. Because guess what? You can really control what comes out of the Masters, meaning any of the publicity, all that sort of stuff. The media is pretty much hand-picked, most of them golf writers. So this is the perfect place, in fact, for him to orchestrate the return on April 8th. But once he's outside of the pristine gates of Augusta, he won't be able to control what happens across America if he chooses to continue and go to several other stops on the tour. It'll be much rockier. But we'll talk about that here in just a second. First, however, let's start with the big, bold headline. And this time around, it comes from Eric Holder, as I mentioned, and the fact that he's saying, look, Bin Laden will never face a U.S. trial. I read that today when I woke up, and I thought, why do we have to go through this? And what he's saying is it's not going to happen because he's not going to be captured alive. He had some nasty exchanges, if you will, with some of the Congress folks on the GOP side of the aisle in Washington during the day, and he compared Bin Laden to mass murderer Charles Manson and predicted that most events would pretty much ensure we'll be reading Miranda rights to the corpse of Osama bin Laden. He will not be captured. He won't be captured. That it's, there are some people that say, hey, it's just too dangerous to put terror suspects on trial. And can you imagine if you try to do that to Osama bin Laden? The Attorney General said it infuriates him to hear conservative critics complain that terrorists would get too many rights in the court system. He says terrorists in court have the same rights that Charles Manson would have, any other kind of mass murderer. And this is a quote from Holder. He says it doesn't mean that they're going to be coddled. It doesn't mean they're going to be treated with kid gloves. And the comparison to Manson infuriated at least one Texas congressman, John Culberson, who said it showed the Obama administration just simply doesn't understand the American public's will or desire to treat terrorists as wartime enemies, not criminal defendants. And see, I have to go along with Culberson. What is the definition of an enemy combatant, a wartime criminal? What is that definition? So, you know, I think they're somehow missing the point here of why there are, and I think he's right, there are a lot of people that don't want to see this happen. It's not about coddling. It's not about that. It's just simply that the right should not be there. I mean, forget that word. It shouldn't happen. That's, I believe, Mr. Attorney General, what the people across America, not talk show hosts, because who cares about that? The people, it's the will of the people. The will of the people, for the most part, is we don't want to see this happen. I could be wrong. You may disagree. Please send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. All right, also here at the top, let me mention this because I know that there are a lot of people that are dealing with a horrible nightmare called floods. And some of it's in the Northeast, but there are other parts of the United States that are getting slammed by some wicked weather. And Fargo is a great, is a beautiful place, but is a great example of what's happening in the Midwest in North Dakota. You had volunteers in North Dakota and Minnesota who were in that full-fledged flood-fighting getup in that mode, if you will. They were filling up sandbags. Contractors are working to do whatever they can to stop some homes from getting overrun with water because you've got some fast-moving, rising Red River stuff. The Red River rose 3 feet since Monday afternoon to 28 feet. Wow. And it's expected to hit 30 feet as I'm speaking now in the next couple of hours. So, you know, the river has risen 10 feet in 3 days because what you have is mild temperatures that have melted some of that snowpack much earlier than expected, and it's flooding city parks already, and there's been streets that have been closed off, and that's the problem in Fargo. It's not the torrential rains that I mentioned that we saw in the East Coast that created horrible flood situations in parts of Boston, in Philadelphia, in New Jersey, even parts of New York. Power outages, all that stuff I talked about when I first arrived in the East Coast. So two different reasons, but sandbagging nonetheless in both places, making it pretty tough, certainly for a lot of people. All right, something else that we've certainly have talked about a lot here on America Tonight is healthcare. I'm going to leave it at this. Right now, at this point, we're still hearing, as of today, that there is now more of a chance. The pendulum is swinging back, that a couple of Congress folks, five more, say they will vote yes. 216 is the magic number. In the meantime, the public, meaning you and I, are split pretty much on where we think health care should be in this particular bill. It's been this way all along. I think it's actually more 60-40, and I'm saying 60 that don't want to see it happen in the current form. Not that they don't want to see reform, but they don't want this current form. So when we look at it overall, and the Wall Street Journal did a poll on this, and they're saying, listen, it's pretty much an even divide. On healthcare, 46% are saying it would be better to pass the president's plan and make changes to the system versus 45% who would rather not see it pass and keep the system as it is. That would be divided, and that makes sense. No division here. Coming up on the flip side of ATN, it's time for another edition of Nail the Score.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
It's time now for Nail the Score.
We're so excited. Nail the Score is back, baby, and your chance to win big, courtesy of this little old show. Wow. Love hearing that music. Two games. The computer is going to pick two of them. So because it's St. Patrick's Day, you have an extra chance to win. Remember, it's like playing the lottery. Randomly, you're just giving us scores, baby. It's that easy. Remember the number. We'll give it to you in a second. But first, let's roll out the computer, Matt, and let her fly.
Hold on a second.
Someone stole our computer.
Someone might have stolen the computer from the football season, and we're looking for the computer to come back here.
Okay, if the if the computer was stolen, then what we'll do is
I think
draw
I may have
names.
Reacquired the computer, though.
Okay.
It's a pretty smart computer. It can come and go on its own.
Perfect.
Tends to do that, but I think I found. Nope, that's a Macintosh. We're looking for.
It's live radio. I love it.
Big sports machine. There it is. I found it. The computer picker. We're ready to go.
All right, let's let the computer roll on the first game that you have a chance to nail the score with. Oh, you got to be kidding, boy! This excites me. Ohio University, my alma mater, taking on Georgetown.
Baby.
I shouldn't say it excites me because in a way it doesn't. I don't have much faith in the Bobcats, to be honest. But that is going down on Thursday. 7:25 is the tip. I love it. All right, let's roll the computer again. What are the chances of this happening? Are you kidding me? Minnesota and Xavier. Minnesota and Xavier. Oh, yeah, that's our second game. So when you call, I mean, you can just say both games, and we'll just lock and load you because we're giving you the chance to win with an extra game. Or you can just do one game. It doesn't matter. I'm hoping that we get a winner. That's the idea here. And since I'm feeling generous since it's St. Patrick's Day, I decided we would pony up with the two games. So you got the teams now, and you just have to give us those, blurt out those random scores, and we'll see if we can find a winner in all this mess. Okay, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to give you my score, and my two scores. I'll do both. And then we'll go to Matt. I'm going to say Georgetown wins it by a score of 65 to 48. Now for the next one, Minnesota and Xavier. I'm going to say Minnesota is the 11th seed. What's Xavier? I think they're the 6th seed. I'm going to say I like the Gophers in this, and I like the Gophers to win this 58 to 55. Matt, you're probably frantically out at the control systems at the mothership, but give me your two guesses. What do you think happens in the Ohio-Georgetown showdown?
Well, I'm going to go and pick the hometown Gophers as usual, 59-57 in a squeaker over Xavier. And then with the Georgetown-Ohio game, I'm going to go ahead and take your Ohio squad to score 58 points, but lose 75-58 to Georgetown.
Okay, so Georgetown, that was smart, my friend. I thought you were going to say the opposite. So we both have, it's interesting, our Gopher score was kind of similar.
Which makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, thank you. Makes me a little nervous too. But it was pretty close. We're both in there, pretty tight. And Ohio has no chance against, from what I can see, and I know just a little bit of Georgetown, but they've got a scoring machine on that team, on that squad, is just going to, as my cousin described to me, just layup after layup after layup. So I don't see that Ohio has a big chance to stop Georgetown. So I had to go the other way, too. You know the numbers, 800-259-5791. Plus, you can get to us by going to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. See if we got everybody back. John is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. John, what do you think? You want to do both games?
Sure.
Okay, so let's go first. Ohio-Georgetown, who do you like there?
Georgetown, 79 to 62.
That's good. I like that spread, 79 to 62. Now, on the other side of things, are you picking the Gophers or Xavier?
I'm going with Xavier.
Okay, Xavier, boo. What do you think the score is going to be there?
67-59.
Are you going to be watching the tournament?
Probably not. I'll probably be working.
Well, working's a good thing. That's good. You can look in the next day in the paper and find out if you won. And, of course, listen to us and we'll tell you. John, take care traveling down the road.
All right, thank you.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, too. Charlie in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate.
You going to do both games, my friend?
I'm going to do both games, and I'm going to take Georgetown over your Ohio Bobcats by a score of 85-63.
Oh, that's getting no respect.
And I'm taking, well, they won't be able to handle Monroe on the inside. And
that's,
I'm going to take,
good.
I'm going to take Xavier over Minnesota and Tubby by a score of 80-68.
You see how Matt felt about that. 80-68. All right, good luck.
68.
80-68.
Got it. 80-68. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Kay. Good night.
Good night. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
All right. I'm assuming you're playing both games.
Yes.
Georgetown or Ohio?
Georgetown, 61. And who are they playing?
Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah, Georgetown, 61. Ohio, 54.
Okay, 54. Xavier or Minnesota?
Minnesota will be 67. Xavier, 60.
Woo! Rick, you made a fan there with Matt. Thanks, Rick. We're going to fly to Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Kay?
Good. You're going to pick both games?
Yes.
All right. Who do you like, Georgetown or Ohio?
Georgetown. I'm going to go 65-56.
65-56?
Yes.
Okay. And what about in that second game? Minnesota or Xavier?
Xavier is going to be probably 62-57.
So Xavier's going to lose 67-62?
No, Xavier is going to win 62-57.
Oh, 57. I'm sorry. I thought you said 67. All right. You are locked and loaded. 62-57. Happy St. Paddy's Day. You better go home and find something green to wear to work the next day. It's bad luck, Jose. I'm just saying. Go home, find something green. Even if you have to take a little crown and color a green mark on the back of your hand, you got to do it. Thanks. All right, here's the number, and you know how we do this. It's great to have everybody back again. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We are nailing the score, and our computers mysteriously randomly picked, because our mothership, of course, is in Minnesota, Minnesota and Xavier, that game, and also pick the Georgetown, Ohio game. Ohio, a 14 seed. Georgetown, a 3 seed. Let's be serious. You know, usually in the first round, how many upsets do you see? In the second round, you may see a little more upsets. And it just depends on where the teams, I think, how the teams are matched and seeded. But there are Cinderella teams, and they usually do happen in the early rounds. We're giving you two chances at this, two different games. I'll meet you in a few, and you are locked and loaded. Just get yourself in here quickly before the top of the hour or americatonight.net if you can't get through on the phone lines.
The Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Cause it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Killed a man, I put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I'm gonna throw it all away. Mama,
it's time for more Nailing of the Score here on St. Patty's Day. And you can nail the score, and there's two games. I threw in an extra game. NCAA tournament time, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And let's see what's going on out there in America and who you are picking in the two games that our computer randomly picked. In the two games are one of the Thursday games, which is Georgetown and my alma mater, Ohio University. And the other game is Minnesota and Xavier. That's a Friday game. So, who do you like there? You like those Gophers? Are you liking Xavier? You liking Ohio? So far, no one's picked Ohio, and that's probably pretty smart. But watch, now Ohio will pull this amazing upset off. It's always possible, but very doubtful. Bruce in Kentucky, you have the floor next. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. Who do you like in, I'm assuming you're going to pick both games?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I would like, I like, of course, Georgetown in that first game. Sorry. Mm. Yeah, 84-62.
So you're probably right. It's going to be a massacre. And in the next game, I think it's going to be closer. What do you think happens there?
I think Xavier. I think Xavier's going to pull it out 67-60.
67-60. All right, Xavier's not a bad guess, because if you were looking for an upset, that I hate to disappoint Matt, but that could be one of the... It wouldn't even be an upset, because they're the sixth seed, right, and Minnesota's 11. That's sometimes it goes the opposite way.
Sure, I hate to go against my old buddy Tubby, but being from Kentucky, but I just think I think he's not going to make this game.
All right, you are in the books, Bruce. Good luck to you. Let's go to Debbie, also listening to us. Boy, you Kentucky folks, gotta love it. They are participators. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. Happy St. Patrick's Day, darling.
Hey, you too. You'll be wearing green tomorrow, right?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will when I go to work.
Good for you. Okay, so who do you like in the first game, Georgetown or Ohio?
Okay, I'm going to go with your score since you're not allowed to play. And I don't know anything about basketball, just football.
All right. So Debbie is going to adopt my scores, which you can do. She's already taken them, so you can't
have
mine. Yeah, I love that. So that means I just want you to know this. You're picking Georgetown 65-48, and you're picking the Gophers 58-55. So good luck, Debbie.
You're like the sports queen, so I got to faith. I've got faith. Have a good night, sweetheart.
All right, you too. Be safe out there. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
I think I'm going to go with Georgetown 74-64, and I'll take Xavier 68-54.
68-54. I like that score. That's a good one. Good luck to you, Clifford. You could be a winner.
Thank you.
All right, americatonight.net. If you can't get to the phone or the phone lines are jammed up, you can get to us that way as long as it's in before the top of the hour. If you just tuned in and you're like, wow, I got a really good guy down the other end of the dial talking about flying saucers and what could possibly happen in the near future and is there life on another planet, then I have another guy doing character voices. Then I turn on and I hear this broad and she's talking about sports. What's going on here? We're having fun. We're nailing the score. It's the big dance, and it's a chance for us to give you an extra game, a Thursday game and a Friday game. Let's see if somebody can win this thing. The Thursday game is Ohio University and Georgetown. The Friday game is Minnesota and Xavier. Let's go to Jeff in Kentucky. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. I'm practicing my John Wall dance.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I like Kentucky, and one of the pools that I filled out, I picked Kentucky. I like Kentucky's chances, and we'll see what happens. I think Texas beats Wake Forest, and then I think Kentucky plays Texas. They win. Then I think it's Kentucky and Wisconsin, Kentucky and West Virginia, and then Kentucky getting into that Final Four.
Well, I just want them to win it all.
I agree. Good for you. Good local support. Well, all right, Jeff, what do you think? Who do you like in that Georgetown-Ohio game?
It's going to be G-Town 78-63.
Okay.
And Xavier will beat Minnesota 71-62.
71-62. You are locked and loaded. Happy St. Patty's Day.
You too, Kate.
All right, let's stick with Kentucky. I love these Kentucky people. Boy, it's big time in Kentucky. Horse country coming up on the big, of course, Run for the Roses. We'll be doing something there with Joe Drape from the Times. In fact, he's been writing some good articles. If you're a horse person, pay attention to what they're writing about in the Times, because there's some great hints on what could possibly happen. Dr. E, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. How are you doing this early morning?
I am good, my friend. What do you think happens in the showdown between Georgetown and Ohio?
Oh, Georgetown's going to blow them out about, 91-61.
Whew. Well, that you never know. They could pour it on. That'd be a wild score. Okay, in the next one, you've got Xavier in Minnesota. What do you like there?
Oh, I like Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
80-55.
What, are you kidding me? 80-55. I like it. You could, you know, big spread there. Hey, Dr. E, good luck, and make sure you wear something green.
Hey, I don't wear nothing but blue.
Oh, come on, Dr. E.
No, really. Nothing but blue.
Ah, for the Wildcats.
Exactly.
All right, I'll let you slide there. Wear that Kentucky stuff. Absolutely.
Right.
Good luck to the Wildcats. I think they're going to win the whole thing. Thanks, Dr. E. Drive safely. You know, in a previous call, when we chatted up with Dr. E, I think he told us his car is 150 years old. He may have the safest car on the road and has a gazillion miles. Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom. How you feeling?
I'm feeling much better than I did last time I called.
Good. You hang in there. We're thinking about you.
I want to let people know I appreciate the prayers.
All right.
Just remember to pray for all the veterans.
Amen. I second that. Absolutely. Who do you like, my friend, Georgetown or Ohio?
Well, nothing against your...
Bobcats
there.
Okay, but, so you're picking Georgetown.
Georgetown. Oh, 95-43.
Thanks, Tom. Sarcastic. You must be English. Okay, so in the next game, Xavier, do you like them or do you like Minnesota?
I'll go for a mild upset. Minnesota, I don't know anything about these schools.
That's all right.
Minnesota, 65-64.
That's a good guess. All right, you are locked and loaded. Good luck, Tom.
In overtime.
Woo, he even throws that in. If it's not overtime and you nail the score in that, I'm giving it to you. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care. Feel better. Get better. Keep working on it. Let's see here. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, here's one from Gordon Nalaski. And this is, of course, via the website. Gordon says, Kate, are you crazy? Ohio is definitely going to win. Ripe for the upset. Shame on you for picking against your alma mater. I'm going to say Ohio wins it in a squeaker. 72-68. Oh, you have to be kidding me. All right, in the next game, picking the Gophers. And the Gophers will win this game 83-61. Seems like a more level-headed guess.
Really?
Yeah.
80.
I mean, the 80 is crazy. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Think about college scores. I mean,
they're always
in
the 60s.
Yeah, always in the 60s usually. But it's not impossible. I mean, if I comb through a bunch of statistics, I probably could come up with a game where we saw that, but it's a long time.
Right.
I mean, it would be different to go back.
More scoring or low scoring, and especially just watching a lot of Minnesota basketball, they're very good on defense, not so much the offense. So if they're going to win the game, it's going to be high
defense.
50s, low
yeah.
60s for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be wild. It would be wild, I'd have to say. If we do see, you know, hitting the 90s, can you imagine? That is incredible. I mean, those kids would be nothing but a pile of sweat, though, running up and down that court. Oh, we're blowing them out. Come on, let's run and gun it. Get it up there. Let's throw in some more.
That'd be like the 4 or 5 overtime game with Syracuse last year
yes.
and Johnny Flynn.
Yes.
That was wild.
I watched a big chunk of that game, too. That's funny that you bring that up. I watched a lot of that. I have a lot of friends that went to Syracuse. That was a crazy game. So, hey, that's what, you know, you get a bunch of those overtimes. So who's to say that we don't see something like that? And you never know. You get somebody with a lot of grit on the floor. They change things up, and you may get a high scoring affair. Although it's not usual, it wouldn't be the usual thing that you would see. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you tuned in, you think, wow, why aren't we talking about Nancy Pelosi or healthcare? Or something else. Why are we nailing the score? Because it's fun. We're going to lighten the load. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Don't be a curmudgeon. Be happy. Hang with us. You may win.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
And everywhere in between and outside as well. We're nailing the score. So because it's St. Patrick's Day, we thought we'd throw in another game. We have a Thursday game and a Friday game. Ohio, the underdog, taking on Georgetown. And Minnesota will tangle with Xavier. That could pretty much be a wash the way most people are looking at that game. Dave in Vermont emailed us these scores. He said he wishes he could wake up his son because his son is very good at this kind of thing when it comes to score guesses. But Georgetown is what he picked, 72-52, and Xavier 78-71. Let's take some ladies. Let's go to Edna, listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Hello.
Hey, Edna, finally some warm weather is going to be coming our way soon. I think Punxsutawney Phil saw the shadow. We had 6 more weeks, but we're getting closer to the spring. I love the spring. I like the sounds of the spring. Do you like, and I know sound is big for you, do you love the sound of the birds chirping and all that kind of stuff you can hear out the window?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I think so, too. It's my favorite time of year. Edna, who do you like? Do you like Georgetown in this one or Ohio?
Well, I think I'll take Georgetown for 77 to 66.
77 to 66. What about the other game? Do you like Minnesota or Xavier?
Well, Minnesota, 66 to 75.
Okay, 75 to 66. You are locked and loaded. Have a fabulous St. Patty's Day, Edna.
Thank you.
All right. You know, what do you do in St. Patty's Day? I was over at my cousin's house, and she has a little girl that's in first grade. She made Rice Krispie treats that were green, dyed them green, and then, of course, didn't put enough Pam in the pan, and had a hard time getting them out of there. I thought, boy, these kids are going to break their teeth on St. Patty's Day. Izzy in Missouri, it's your turn. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Happy St. Patty's Day. And what a lovely Irish name you have.
Oh, yeah. I have definite Irish coursing through my body. American and four generations removed, but nonetheless, my family came through Ellis Island.
Really?
Yeah.
I do a lot of genealogy, so I was like, wow, what a name.
Thank you.
I've been to Ireland.
Oh, and you know, my whole family has, but I haven't been. Where did you go? Do you move to County Cork?
Oh, no, Waterford.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, beautiful country.
Yeah, just green, 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 right?
Oh, it is, and it's like stepping back in time. It really is.
Oh, very cool.
You need to plan a trip.
I know. I do want to do that. We want to take America tonight on the road to Ireland. We're hoping to do that.
Anyway, let me nail the score. What are the teams again?
Okay, Georgetown. Georgetown or Ohio?
I'm going to take Ohio.
Okay.
I know nothing about it, but I'll try 75 to 63.
Very good. Very nice. Do we have some applause? Picking my alma mater, Izzy. Do we have some applause for this woman? Look at that. Sweet. I hope you nailed the score with that score. Everybody's trashing me about the Bobcats. Okay, the next one, Minnesota and Xavier. Who do you like there, Minnesota
Xavier.
Or Xavier? Okay, Xavier. And what do you think the score is?
I think 81 to 69.
81-69. Izzy, pretty good for someone who says you don't know anything about scores. We'll see happens.
I have a friend in Ohio who is rabid about the sports team. And because I do a lot of designing, I mean, it's just a pastime. I made her T-shirts for the Ohio-Michigan battle during football. They have kind of a nasty little...
They have a big rivalry. Go Blue and a sea of red. I've been to games in Ohio where they took on Michigan, and I've been in Michigan in Ann Arbor when they hosted the Buckeyes, and it is a huge rivalry in football. Yeah.
Oh, it goes for like a week and a half.
Oh yeah, that's all anyone talks about there. Yeah, in both places. Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about. Oh, by the way, tell Matt Interstate 80 in the Midwest. Illinois is a nasty, nasty highway.
All right, well, it's deadly highway. Interstate 80 is nasty. Okay, you got it.
Anyway, back to the rate of recidivism.
Yeah.
Part of the problem, because I still follow stats, even though I'm no longer in law enforcement, are prisons being full? I emailed you some time back. I couldn't find my email. But like in Maine, the state of Maine, Mary Kellert, who is the prosecutor there, is prosecuting 4 rapes a month in a county population of only 60,000.
I remember that, yeah.
And let me tell you, I have been following that so closely on men's news daily.
Uh-huh.
And I'm mind-boggled at how many people are going to prison that are innocent.
Mm.
But with recidivism, because I was assigned undercover to a prison one time, I paid attention on who was coming and going, and it just depends on if they age out or on their age going in, how many months they did. But a lot of areas are prosecuting people that have no more business being in prison, and I never thought I would hear myself say this, but they have no business being in prison. That's why the prisons are full. And a lot of those people that were released from prison early are violent offenders. But we have people going into prison that committed minor crimes. They're not being released. Because I've been tracking this just in Missouri. And I thought, when you have prosecutors like Mary Kellert putting men in prison because she's got a real, whatever you want to call it, gripe on about men that do not belong in prison. I'm so adamant about this. And then you have prisons releasing people on violent crimes, and they're going right back out within 6 months and committing another violent crime.
I know. I hate that statistic, and it's so scary to me.
And if
people would look
at these statistics, they would look like, holy cow, what are you people doing? But, you know, it's become so political.
Yep.
That here we are. We have violent offenders out. We have men who are being tagged as sexual offenders because the girlfriend got ticked off.
Exactly.
And I get very aggravated at how the judicial system, or the justice system, rather, is working, because it's so askew, it's not even funny. And I used to do a lot of statistics for our department, and I'm like, we have a problem here, and it's not so much what crimes are being committed per se. It's how the states are running their budgets. When they decide to cut, it's like, oh, let's just throw all these people back out on the street.
I know. It's so dangerous, so crazy. We could do a whole show on this. Izzy, thanks for throwing that in. I remember the email well, and I remember talking about it before with you on the air. It's just good to refresh that, because that's something that we mentioned earlier. You have a good one. Happy St. Patty's Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got a couple more. I'm going to squeeze in here. Patrick. Patrick says, Ohio all the way. I like Ohio to win this 69-67, and I'm going to say the Gophers get the best of Xavier in the tight one. The score there will be 66-60. Well, good luck to everybody who called us for Nail the Score. We'll be doing it again next week, same thing. Maybe one of you will be a lucky winner this time around. That would be great. We would love to give it to somebody. You have double the chances because of the two games, so that's a good thing. It's like an extra line in the lottery and an extra dollar plunked out there. So perhaps it'll be your turn for bragging rights and for the right to run to the mailbox and claim those prizes. It's so cool when you win. I mean, come on. Everybody can relate to that. We talked about this on a previous show. What was one of the more interesting things that you've ever won in your life? By the way, I think I've said this, but I did mention this. I'm picking Kentucky to win the whole thing for all you Kentucky boys listening to us. Once again, thanks for the calls, and good luck to all of you.
It's a magic day!